Stop dreaming. Start sailing your lifeboat. Ignorance possessions we must smash asunder, the sooner the better. God definitely invites us to be his manifestation partners. This morning I said my final farewell to my long-time friend, ignorance. Victory is certain only when God's compassion is on our side. Frustration blows are devastating. An unwillingness sea can never be emptied. When we are happy, the outer world is our friend. When we are unhappy, the outer world is our worst enemy. God journeys with us wherever we soulfully go. We can easily surpass our mind's authority. The mind path is zigzag and tortuous. When I live in the mind's desire world, God in silence sheds bitter tears. The heart is devoted to God. The ego is devoted to name, fame, and praise. God wants me to be in closest contact with my soul. The human life is young in heart and old in mind. The mind does not accept the heart's peace invitation. Disobedience searches for destruction. Alas, my thoughts are imprisoned in my mind cave. There is one more step beyond, our unconditional surrender step. Nothing equals our God obedience. Self-criticism in every way is dangerous. Try to like yourself more, infinitely more. Do not live in the mind cage once you accept the spiritual life. May the morning beauty never cease. May the evening peace never cease. When children play, it is nothing but praying. I never allow my mind to counsel my heart. Each life suffers from ignorance-blocked vision. God suffers immeasurably when we leave for desire land after having accepted the spiritual life. Stay inside God's heart with your heart tears to be his beloved. Eagerness speed is of paramount importance in the spiritual life. Desire toys are very brittle. Keep your hands far away. Change your heart. Lo, God is coming. Each time I criticize God, my goal recedes farther than the farthest. Our heart is indeed a field of God-smile cultivation. God's compassionate eye measures the height of my heart's flight. Never allow vagabond thoughts to enter into your mind cave. God's vision eye telescope is giving my heart immense joy. When I narrate a pride story, everything goes wrong. God's smile is the height of my inner speed. You must reach the mountaintop of aspiration. Alas, how often can we criticize God? How often? We shall not treasure ignorance anymore. We must not approach life anymore from the wrong end. Let go your treasured mind pride. It is no more needed. We must illumine our lower self long before we try to receive blessings from our higher self. Useless thoughts run through our minds constantly. The spiritual life has only one purpose: God satisfaction. The mind sulks. Since I cannot do anything well, I shall not even try. To become real, I must give what I have and what I am to my Lord Supreme. As we celebrate the new year, even so, the hostile forces also observe the new year in their own way. Take your life out of your unhappiness mind prison. No real aspiration, no real hope. Discouragement is torture invasion. The control tower of the mind is absolutely unreliable. A desire-fulfilled life takes away the real God hunger. Quite often, the mind and the vital produce calamities. A desire life is a battlefield experience. How difficult it is not only to live with others' minds, but also to live in one's own mind. You do not have to know how far you have to go. Just remember, the goal is awaiting you. If God is my only thought, then I am absolutely safe. My heart's streaming tears know God's likes and dislikes. The mind does not care for our inner progress. The heart cares for our inner progress, therefore it aspires and struggles. For each person, God is a totally different light and delight. sincere aspiration is a speedboat towards the destination. A seeker is homeless when he is not in his own heart garden. As there are body illnesses, even so there are soul doctors. To see God, we need God hunger desire. If I do not forget my puny self, how can I see my highest self? My Lord, the mere sight of you transports me to the seventh heaven of delight. God's compassion eye is my only friend in life and beyond. I must never allow my mind to fall into the chasm of unwillingness. Pride superstar is eventually found in the land of nowhere. When the sun goes to bed, it blesses us to have a peaceful sleep during the night. Sincerity is the first lesson when you study the God Course. To see God, we need to have our heart eye wide open. To rise above human limitations is to arrive at God's station. God is pleased with me only when I offer him my gratitude heart tears all day. If you have decided to kill doubt flies, then do it immediately. Be wise. Always try to live in perfect harmony with your own nature. Human life is an emptiness exhibit. A desiring mind can never be trusted. A doubting mind is an expert in double talking. We live in the bottomless depths of ignorance when we say, think, and feel that we can do whatever we want to. The body is an endless lethargy. The vital is an endless frustration. The mind is an endless question. The heart is an endless dream. The soul is an endless God-fulfillment eagerness. My life shall go wherever my heart river flows. Every night God blesses me with a new God manifestation dream. Because of conflicts and contradictions, alas, this world remains the same. Alas, will this world ever rise above the ignorance clouds? Everything I need can be found in the very depths of my heart. My Lord, do awaken the sleeping lion in me. My God, surrender never finds anything wrong with God the creation and God the aspiration. Every moment is bound to reveal its significance in due course. Every journey has a shore. Therefore, sadness journey is no exception. Sad and bad memories should not be allowed to come out of the mind cage. I must learn without fail the art of humility. Humility's role in the spiritual life is extremely significant. The desiring mind loves to live with ignorance lies. You do not have to exhibit your own weaknesses. That is your enemy's job. You do not have to exhibit your good qualities. That is God's job. The source and the goal most perfectly live together. All the doubt barriers we shall have to climb over. When I look at my mind, I see it is descending rapidly. When I look at my heart, I see it is ascending slowly, steadily, and unerringly. May my heart be a true child of my tomorrow's dream. To my greatest satisfaction, my lifeboat is anchored in the ocean of ecstasy. My soul is navigating my aspiration heart boat to the shore of the ever-transcending beyond. The illumination of my soul has no equal. Insecurity, you must never claim me anymore. Without willpower, we have nothing significant to offer to the world at large. Of all the precious God gifts, the gift of life is unparalleled. Only the heart's enduring delight counts. Our heart's invisible tears conquer the breath of God. We all must spread our heart wings to fly to the summit heights. What are the essential necessities of spirituality? Love and serve. My sleepless heart tears are running on the fast track to my Lord Supreme. The heart always loves to enter into the breath of truth. A gratitude heart is a wonderland for the manifestation of God opportunities. Our heart call is immediately received by God Himself. Uncertainty can lead us to an utter crisis. Truth never comes into existence from the barren, argument desert. When I look at my desire life, I see it is surrounded by hot sands. I pray to God only to see His beauty in the heart of all. If I am sincere, my Lord protects my heart's aspiration beauty. If I am sincere, my Lord protects my life's dedication fragrance. Separativity is nothing short of insecurity. Oneness is not empty of distinctiveness. Rigidity and discipline are two entirely different things. Each human being has some goodness in him. Therefore, we must appreciate and encourage each human being. My Lord's compassion eye is the controller of my inner heart and my outer life. O my Lord, if you are all forgiveness, can you not prove it only once? The surface mind can never offer a wholehearted prayer. In the battlefield of life, God wants each of us to blow triumphantly His victory horn. The mind dictionary does not house the word apology. My jasmine heart fragrance I place at the feet of my Lord Supreme every morning and evening. My Lord Supreme, please, please cure me of my desire malady. Patience trees bow down, only to be lifted higher than the highest by God Himself. If you live in the mind all the time, you may lose everything that is special. God wants each and every human being to be His patience partner. If you love God out of fear, God will not appreciate your love. The mind always supplies our heart with absurd and useless suggestions. What am I doing? I am sleeplessly trying to reach my Lord's outstretched hand. There can be no escape from reality and its unconquerable strength. My heart compass always points towards my Lord Beloved Supreme. The battle of life is for the hero warrior supreme. My heart's ocean depth is my unmistakable choice. Do not indulge in comparisons. You will soon be all frustration. Imagination is the very beginning of a new creation. Each life can be a God adoration experience. You do not have to be theoretical. You do not have to be practical. Just be supremely spiritual. A life of God surrender gives real joy to God. My heart suffers badly when it is empty of God enthusiasm. When I doubt God's faith in me, I see God crying most pitifully. Today's doubt mind box can be not only movable, but also extinguishable. When my soul whispers, my heart expands and my life extends. The mind is extremely fond of amusement stories. The heart is extremely fond of enlightenment songs. Mine is the Lord who protects me at each hush gap from ignorance darkness. This world is full of greedy hands. This world is wanting in God manifestation courage seekers. Ignorance dagger the doubting mind has and the doubting mind is. My heart's prayerful meditation has destroyed the caravan of desires. Look at the world with your heart's purity eyes and not with your mind's impurity thoughts. In the spiritual life, name and fame can be of no avail. No human being is actually capable of plumbing the inner depth. Only heart passengers are allowed to be in a golden boat. I muster all my inner courage to climb the Himalayan height of spirituality. Every day is an inspiring day for self-transcendence. Alas, when we live in the mind, our life eventually becomes a series of serious God disobedience deeds. I call it hour after hour of soulful singing. God calls it hour after hour of powerful God becoming. A kind thought in the inner world is extremely expansive. My own imperfections must not be allowed to stop our spiritual journey. We must swim in the river of life without fail if we want to enter into the ocean of bliss. The heart believes in perfect agreement. The mind believes only in bold argument. Criticism is as easy as drinking water. Appreciation is as difficult as climbing the Himalayas. My ego's death is all gain and no loss. I am exploring my heart in preparation for my Godward journey. Indeed, this is a strife-torn world. A seeker must muster his lethargy body, his aggression vital, his dissatisfaction mind, and his depression heart. Life has only one question. Who is the doer? What does death mean? The beginning of a new journey. Illumination and frustration are two perfect strangers. God devours our devotion prayers with tremendous joy. God tells me to remain always in close contact with His heart. Each devotion thought has an angel inside it. God loves to have only two things from me, friendship and partnership. To become perfect is to become God-like in every aspect of life. To wait for God's arrival is ecstasy unparalleled. A true seeker is always blessed with a go-ahead sign. My Lord lifts me to heaven's height in His affection-compassion cradle. God and I exchange our possessions. I give Him my gratitude heart. He gives me His plenitude life. My Lord has promised to make me a blue-gold star in His heart firmament.